This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us live on the Trocare College WBEN live line is meteorologist Andy Parker, because we've got some weather about which we need to tell you. Andy, thanks again for joining us. Always appreciate your time. And weather is the great universal. And may we ask what you see in your crystal ball?
Yeah, it's. I'm going to liken this to our friends in Rochester will know what I'm talking about. But this is kind of a garbage plate of weather, Tom. Just looking at this, it's all thrown on one plate. And if you've never gotten that in Rochester, it's where they take literally a whole meal, just cram it all onto one plate and make it messy. And that's what the weather's done to us in the last 24 hours and what it's going to do to us going into the weekend and next week.
Delightful. So if you want to walk us through day by day, because my understanding is the weekend is going to be most unpleasant for some people. Monday's a day off as well.
Yeah, it was warm last night. We switched over to rain. We had a quick shot of snow, and then everybody's driveway, if you had some slush, it's already ice out there. We hit 37 degrees at 8:30 in the morning. We're now down to 27, so that's a 10-degree temperature drop between the morning and early afternoon. So that's already begun to ice things up. Throw some bursts of snow, some lake effect snow, and we can talk about Lake Erie if we have enough time as well. But it's becoming an ice cube, but not enough. There's still enough moisture and still some leftovers streaming across the lake to hit Hamburg, Eden, Colden. There's a narrow stream of lake snow that enters by Dunkirk and runs right along 39 through Collins, Gowanda, and Springville. About 3 to 5 inches during the course of the day today, and a little bit more overnight tonight, bringing the totals down there, maybe 4 to 7 inches in southern Erie, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus. Everybody else is just cold and windy today, and watch anything that looks wet, because it is no longer wet, it is icy. And then tomorrow is going to be kind of a cold day, as we see temperatures in the teens in the morning. Not as windy, but still enough to keep wind chills in the single digits. It'll feel like every bit of February on Friday, with high temperatures between the upper teens and low 20s. Not a lot of snow. Friday's kind of a day. If you want to get stuff done, go ahead and do it. And then we start talking about the weekend. Another one of these weather systems. I think the last time we talked, I mentioned that we were going to be on this kind of conveyor belt of storms that we're going to keep coming through. And the next one arrives on Saturday, and then Sunday will be the more impactful of the 2 days. Saturday begins without a lot of fanfare, some light snow, 1 to 3 inches during the course of the day. It's not a dramatic arrival. It's kind of the clouds thicken and you get some snow out of it, and it's not a big day. I know everybody's tense about Saturday, but I'm more concerned, I think, about Sunday for impact around western New York, because what we're going to find is that center of the low comes up over western New York and does another one of these knife edges, if you will, where areas to the north will see a heavier wet snow and areas to the south will see more wet than snow, with a mix somewhere in between, a little layer of ice in there as well. So that's what happens this weekend. And so the North Towns, Niagara, Orleans, Northern Erie County, our friends in Southern Ontario from St. Catharines down to Dunnville and Fort Erie, in for a shovelable snow. So 1 to 3 on Saturday, and then it looks like we're going 6 to 10 is the early call on that. When I look at this, it's a tricky weather system. If it was just snow, you can do the snow math on here. We can see how much moisture is available with this weather system, and then you can see what kind of intensity the precipitation is going to be. And if it's all in the form of snow, you can determine what the snow ratio is. Is it 10 to 1, 20 to 1 based on the temperature? You can then you produce a snow total. But when it's this type of, is it half snow, then it switches to sleet, some rain in there, and then snow on the other side. It makes a snow total more difficult, and I think overall less impactful for people just trying to understand when the changeover is. But this time around, it's going to be a shoveler for the North Towns. Not as much in the Southern Tier, but still enough to cause some problems. Several inches Saturday morning, or I should say Saturday evening, and they'll have that half rain, half snow mix that should keep them under the 6-inch mark, closer to the Pennsylvania line.
Delightful. WBEN Trocare College Live Line meteorologist Andy Parker is our guest. WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:15. So as far as Saturday, what are the chances we're going to see our old friend Mr. Freezing Rain again? Because we've had some of that too.
Yeah, not on Saturday. I think as I'm watching Saturday, it's mainly a snow event during the daylight hours. And then what we're going to find is later in the evening and overnight, there'll actually be a bit of a break or a pause. And that's where areas, I would say, if you go to some of the deeper south towns, Southern Erie County, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, during the overnight hours, kind of similar to what happened last night, where it was snow. And then eventually, it got dark. And then during the evening hours, we saw some freezing rain. But then the temperatures rose high enough that it really wasn't that impactful as far as the freezing rain for the morning commute. But Sunday, that's a different story. As it switches Saturday night into Sunday, the potential for some icing event from Buffalo southward and then eastward as well. This is not isolated to just our area. It's going to be all of New York State. Anybody with any travel along the 90 on Sunday, that would be a travel nightmare, not one that you'd want to make because you're going through heavy snow rates. And you're going to go through multiple types of precipitation all the way through to the eastern seaboard. So Boston ends up with this, and then down all the way into Pennsylvania, the Carolinas. Pennsylvania has anyone traveling south, it's a tougher go there because it starts as snow, switches all the rain, and then finishes as snow. It's a rapidly evolving system. Basically, everybody's going to see a little bit of everything, but the timing is so different city to city. I've kind of laid out our situation in Buffalo, but points like Cleveland, Pittsburgh, they're all going to be affected to some degree by this. I'm going to take a look at the winds real quick along with you. The most recent wind data just came in. I want to see if we're going to see anything that's going to be significant over the course of the weekend. The one good news here is that I don't see any huge wind gusts. It'll be windy, more so on Monday. But over the course of the weekend, I don't think the huge winds are part of this, but it will be an ugly mix of precipitation from Saturday through Sunday, kind of culminating Saturday night into Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Now, when you say the 90, is that the 90 from Buffalo to Albany, or is it the 90 along the lakeshore from Buffalo to the PA border?
That's everything. That's you enter on the PA side by Buffalo. I should say by Ripley, and you'll be in the schmutz all the way to the other end of New York State and Boston, down all the way to New York City. New York City is more of a rain event. It starts as snow in New York, and then we'll switch over to a rain event for the duration of the weekend for them. The dividing line between kind of the rain and the snow for this particular event on Sunday is going to be we'll call it Binghamton, maybe between Binghamton and Syracuse. Southeast of there, it's all in the form of rain, maybe a little freezing rain for them, but that's not a snow event for them. It's more the snow side of it. It's going to cut right across our area from southern Ontario across our north towns and then over to Rochester and then up to what we would call the Adirondacks and upstate New York.
Wow, that's a pretty large geographical area. Now, for those people, I want to get back to the lake here, but for those people who may be traveling, are they going to have any issues at the New York City airports, Chicago, Detroit?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we start looking at where the connections are coming from and origination points, I would think that if you have Saturday, no. I think Saturday travel is not impacted but in the form of air travel. We start looking at some icing maybe approaching New York City in the overnight hours, we'll call it late evening Saturday, early Sunday, and then it's a rain event. And it could be heavy at times. I don't see any huge winds along the coast, so rain in and of itself isn't an issue. I think Boston has a better chance of having delays than New York. Philly will be in the clear pretty quick on Sunday. This blows through as more of a rain event for them. Pittsburgh, again, will be kind of in the rain, a little bit of freezing rain in there. Cleveland is a snow event, especially on Sunday morning. I could see anybody that has traveled to Cleveland on Sunday is going to be very difficult.
WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is 2:20. Joining us on the Trocare College WBEN live line is meteorologist Andy Parker. So Sunday is not exactly going to be a joy in which to drive. Before we get to the lake, Monday, you see, is pretty uneventful?
At this point, yeah, Monday, this goes past. And I guess the next step of this is once this storm goes by, and we're digging out and shoveling out, it does get windy on Monday, and there'll be some residual lake snows, but they'll be smaller scale than what hits us on Sunday. But then the temperature, it's another Arctic outbreak, and it looks like at the best we'll be in the low teens. We may get stuck in the single digits in spots, and it's not just Monday, but that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We might not make it out of the teens until Friday. One of the coldest weeks of winter is what follows this wintry weather system over the weekend.
Charming.
That's a lot of W's.
Yeah, it certainly is. Hey, just out of curiosity, one of the excuses that has been put forth by some of the people with respect to the salt shortage for the roads of Western New York is this winter has been more extreme than a typical Western New York winter. Meteorologically, is that true? To me, it just seems like Western New York winter. I see nothing in particular special about this.
Well, let's take snow totals, for instance. If you go by the snow, I understand everybody has their own, technically everyone has their own snow total. Orchard Park has one, Hamburg has one, East Aurora, Tonawanda, that kind of thing. And I'm the first one to say it's not created equal. But if when you say this winter has been more extreme, so we have to judge that on the official stats at the airport. And it hasn't. Snow-wise, it's actually less than normal for this time of year. We're running below normal. I don't know exactly what the total is now day to day. I'll have it as we talk, but it's not anything that I would say this has been a extreme snow month for Western New York. As a matter of fact, let's see if I can, I'll pull up the latest snow total here and see what we get for the, what are we up to, the 13th? So yes. I believe we were about, last time I checked, we were about a foot below normal. Snow through the season, and if we look at, let's see if I can find a year to date, since July 1st, we've had 58.8 inches of snow. The normal or the average is 69 inches of snow. So we're about, again, about 10 inches below normal. That's the airport. So if you say, well, you know, it's because it was such an extreme winter. Well, you define extreme. It hasn't been overly, you haven't had huge hits of snow. You can come and say we've had more small-scale snow events than an average winter. But we really didn't get going until December. November wasn't really the end of November. We had a pretty quiet go of it, and then all of a sudden it lit up. So it's not like it started early and it's been some protracted thing. So you'd have to define why is it if we've had less snow than normal? How is it that you're this far behind in the salt department? So I think there may be an explanation hidden in there that is maybe there were more freeze-thaw events. Maybe it's been what dictates them spreading salt on the ice or how much. So I'm not going to say that just the snow stat alone is going to be the debatable answer to the entire argument, but it's a portion of it that you can't ignore, and you have to request more information for the individual saying it's been a quote-unquote extreme winter. Explain why the winter has been more extreme in terms of salt.
Yeah, this doesn't strike me as being extraordinary in any way. To me, this has just been a typical Western New York winter, and I've spent enough winters here to know what a typical winter is like. Let's get back to the lake situation, Andy Parker, shall we? What are we looking at as far as Lake Erie, the source of our lake effect?
Yeah, I just pulled together some stats on it today. We haven't had a lot of great sunny days, but I did pull a sunny day in, a partially sunny day in 2 days ago. And we got a really neat satellite picture. And you can see where these kind of ice flows are moving. The lake is now 93% ice covered. So that is the largest percentage of ice on the lake since the ice began forming. So it's locking up out there. Surprisingly, there's still a couple of pockets of open water near Long Point and then Port Stanley on the Canadian side. And that's really because you've had the winds pushing from the northwest. So with southerly winds last night, all of that slush ice will kind of shift around, and it was pushed towards the Canadian shore. Now it'll get pushed towards the center of the lake. So there's still some open water. And then what I found was NOAA has a great amount of data, and they have a radar that will actually shoot down onto the surface of Lake Erie, and it'll determine the ice depth, and it's by color. And if you look at the colorization of it, most of the lake is 6 to 12 inches thick, and then you can see that along the Canadian shoreline of Lake Erie in the center, there's some slush ice, a little bit of open water north of Long Point. At our end of the lake, it's pretty much locked up. There may be a couple of pockets here and there, but it is a pretty solid ice surface. And then there's some hard ice that goes a couple of feet thick, compressed near the shoreline. So needless to say, there will be no freighter traffic for quite some time with ice cover like that. And that chain link of boom that is still kind of, we'll call it a dislodged, disoriented, just kind of strewn about. That's still, just took a look at that as well. That's still locked up in the ice, not moving. Whether how many of the links have been unhinged, I'm not sure. But looking at it, it just doesn't look the way it's normally strung out. It looks kind of dislodged. So there's definitely some damage that occurred during that wind event that's really not affecting anything at this point because it's completely ice chucked. But as that begins to, as the lake begins to break up the ice, that will then no longer hold back the ice in that portion of the ice boom. I don't know how impactful that'll be. It's a small portion of the ice boom, but still something we'll watch because it'll send more icebergs down the river than normal.
Andy Parker, before you leave us, Osage of Weather, how do people stay in touch with Andy Parker's world?
Hey, through the weekend, all you've got to do is go on any social media you want and type in Andy Parker Weather. And all that information will pop up. Or you could text it, too. If you don't want to wait, you don't want to go on social media, just text 503-ANDY. That's 716-503-2639. Type the word weather. You'll get a forecast and a link right back. Otherwise, you can ask a question in there as well, just like you're typing to your friends and family, and we'll fill you in on all the weather that's going on.
It's fun being part of the same winter with you. Andy Parker, thank you very much.
You got it, Tom. Bye.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN's Trocare College WBEN Liveline.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.